We must move on to our entertainment content. We have some podcasts picked out for you today from our Cape Talk producer, Stefan Lombard. Let's start there.
Okay, here's a scenario that might sound just a teensy-weensy bit familiar. There's this charismatic multimillionaire businessman. He got his start in real estate with a loan from his father, and he owes his fortune and fame to television. He's had his share of controversies, lawsuits, tax fraud, comments about women, and he's sensitive about his hair. And then one day, he makes an announcement. He's going to run for office. People laugh. His opponents call him an idiot, but he wins. Okay, you've got someone in mind, right?
Silvio Berlusconi was the charismatic mogul who upended the Italian political order. With his wealth, charisma, and connections, he became one of the most powerful men in the world, until two words brought him down, Bunga Bunga. It's also the name of the podcast, telling the incredible, true story of his rise and fall. Bearing in mind those parallels to our Trumpian era, this show points a little toward historical patterns, human nature, the ability to brainwash and influence masses, how power corrupts, and what it takes to restore a civilization to sanity and justice. What sets this particular podcast apart is the narration. Comedian and actress Whitney Cummings' voice will guide you through this tawdry tale. A nice palate cleanser from all those serious, affected voices who we've become so familiar with. Remember, find it on your favorite podcatcher.
Fabulous selection, Stefan. Thank you so much, and fabulous delivery too. Right, we're going to head to the movies next, and Chanel September from the EWN team can fill us in on what's happening on the big screen.
If you love music, you will love this film.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Hello.
Because a vision softly
Trolls World Tour is first on my list of top three movies to watch at the cinema this weekend. I absolutely loved the first Trolls movie. It's on my list of all-time favorites. Now, the original animation film follows two trolls on a quest to save their village from destruction by the Bergens. They're basically creatures who eat trolls to be happy. Now, in Trolls World Tour, a queen from a certain troll tribe tries to take over all the troll kingdoms. Quest is on to save the entire troll population. Justin Timberlake, Anna Kendrick, Rachel Bloom, and James Corden star in this film. It's directed by Walt Dorn.
Where am I going?
Minneapolis, sir.
Vodka, whatever you have.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to give you any alcohol.
Says who?
The doctor that carried you onto the plane.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because you're my brother. And you're breaking mom and dad's hearts.
Truth is, I don't need to be here. I'm not like these other people.
We're all the same in here.
That is a scene from the film A Million Little Pieces. The movie is based on a book by James Frey, which was originally sold as a memoir and later marketed as a semi-fictional novel following accusations of literary forgery. It tells the story of a 23-year-old drug addict and his journey as he copes with rehabilitation. It's directed by Sam Taylor Johnson, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Billy Bob Thornton, and Charlie Hunnam star in this film. And lastly, you can also give the film After We Collided a try. Think of Young Love with a twist.
The entire world is a collection of memoranda that she did exist, and that I have lost her. This is our story, Tessa's and mine.
After We Collided is directed by Roger Cumble. Josephine Langford is in the lead, along with hero Phineas Tiffin and Louise Lombard. That's a wrap for this week. Remember, if you're visiting the cinema, you'll need to book your ticket online, wear a mask, and practice social distancing.
Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
Okay, let's go back to the small screen, and it's always a pleasure to welcome Craig Falk to the show, Deputy Editor of TV Plus Magazine. Hope you're well, Craig.
Very well, thanks yourself.
Good, yeah, great, thanks. Let's start with a new local production. Craig, Mnet's taking a stab at the telenovela.
Yeah, very flashy, very fancy new telenovela starting on Monday evening. It's called Legacy, starting Monday, 21st of September, Mnet, DSTV 101 at 7 in the evening. It's half an hour, quick. Like I said, really flashy. It deals with the Price family, who work in billions, not millions. If you're working in millions, you don't even fall into their world. There's a lot of infighting going on, obviously, because there's a huge amount of cash. It doesn't matter if it's Mrs. Price number one and number two, the step-siblings, the CEO and his board. There's loads of familiar faces as well. Dion Lotz, Chamotso Christopher, Michelle Burtis, Marianne Barlow, Leander Reddy, Donham Slangeni, Jay Anstey, Neil McCarthy. We haven't seen him in donkey's years. I'm really excited by this.
The original Mr. Top Billing himself. Okay, yep, okay. Legacy starts on Monday on Mnet at 7 p.m. and it's half an hour an episode. Mm-hmm. Any recommendations on free-to-air channels this week, Craig?
Yeah, I'm going with Claws. Season 2 is starting also Monday, the 21st of September, on ETV at 10 in the evening, because it's not for kids. It's dramedy, it's dark humor, super trashy. I mean, Niecy Nash is genius as a nail salon boss in pokey little Florida. She's running a drug and money laundering scam for a crime syndicate called the Dixie Mafia. You know, it's season two, and now we're going to be dealing with the influx of Russian gangsters. So expect to see all those little Matryoshka dolls. There's sequins everywhere. It's utterly gorgeous if you love trash dark comedy.
Okay, that's Claws, Monday evening on ETV at 10 p.m. Now, there's a very interesting new crime take coming, going back to Mnet. This is a new take on the Black Dahlia story. I think a lot of our listeners will have seen some or other version of that infamous 1940s movie told, murder told on film. But Craig, I don't know if anyone's done it in a TV series before. What's I Am the Night all about?
Okay, like you said, it's surrounding the Black Dahlia murder, but it's set, I think, nearly 20 years later, and it's actually mesmerizing and engrossing, I can tell you now. You're just drawn into these characters. They brought together. It's two completely separate people. They don't have a clue until they both get these phone calls. The one is a disgraced journalist played by Chris Pine, who suspects that a famous Los Angeles doctor was the killer. His reputation has been ruined because he actually wrote an article accusing the doctor, and they never found any evidence. Mm-hmm. And the other is a mixed-race teen named Fauna Hodel, played by India Isley. She comes from also small town Nevada. She's grown up thinking that she's one person. She discovers that she's actually somebody else, and she goes to LA searching for her family, and her grandfather happens to be a very famous Dr. George Hodel, who is the suspected Black Dahlia killer. It is, like I said, utterly engrossing, and it'll drag you in. And I think the best thing is that it's a true story. It's based on the real Fauna Hodel's biography.
Wow. Okay, the series is called I Am the Night. It starts Tuesday evening on Mnet at 10:30. I think I'm most excited about the new series, which starts on Heritage Day on Mnet, called World on Fire. It is a World War II drama. It's set in 1939 on the eve of the German invasion of Poland. Craig, lots of buzz about this one and a fantastic cast.
Absolutely. What's really nice is we're not going to be following the soldiers on the front line. We're not going to be seeing people being shot, people being blown up and lying on the floor bleeding to death. It's following different people in different towns and cities across the Europe. So there's the UK, there's Warsaw, Germany, Berlin, everywhere. And it's following normal people. There's a dentist, there's a journalist, a translator, and how they face World War II, and as the war breaks out, how they fight for survival. It's getting fantastic reviews for the story because, you know, like I said, it's not what we're used to.
Yeah.
It's already renewed for a second season. There's Sean Bean and Helen Hunt. Oh. Hopefully Sean Bean's going to last a bit.
Touch wood, maybe he'll survive beyond episode one. Okay. World on Fire starts on Thursday, 10:30 on Mnet in the evening. It's also going to drop on Showmax the same day. And while we're on Showmax, there's also an interesting one called After Braveheart, Craig.
Yeah, two-part documentary with dramatic reenactments. We all know Mel Gibson's version of William Wallace. But there's so much more to that story. There's the Scottish army trying to force the English out of Ireland in the 1300s. It goes back and tells you the proper story, the true stuff.
So look out for After Braveheart on Showmax. And then very happy news for my daughter, because Craig, our family's been watching season after season of Suits through lockdown. And my daughter was very, very upset when Jessica Pearson was booted out of the building. She's got her own spin-off that's available now on Showmax.
Yeah, season one, it's a spin-off, but we're not getting Gina Torres reprising her character in the same sort of setting. She's moved off to Chicago. She's getting involved in the world of politics, and it's really not a nice place, and she actually shines. She really shines we know her from Suits, so this is a new feel, a new vibe, but she's still the exact same Jessica Pearson. Unfortunately, it's the only season.
Okay, that's a pity, because we really love the character. But okay, we'll take it. It's season one of Pearson on Showmax. Now, over on Netflix, I'm going to repeat a recommendation of something I tagged a couple of weeks ago, which I've now had a chance to watch. And it is the documentary called Rising Phoenix, about the Paralympic Games. Craig, I don't know if you've seen it yet. Inspiring stuff. The stories behind some of the athletes, the injuries and illnesses that led to their disabilities and how they've overcome them. Really, really worth watching is Rising Phoenix. But I think the big one on Netflix this week has got to be the story of the nurse we all love to hate. It's Ratched.
Yeah, season one, it's a period drama. It's from Ryan Murphy, who made American Horror Story and Glee. And it stars Sarah Paulson, who we know from American Horror Story. She's been in, I think, every single season, one of the very few cast members. She's playing this manipulative, cruel, vindictive nurse at a mental health facility. Same nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Really, really expecting great things from this one.
Definitely one to look out for this weekend. Craig Falk, thanks as always for being with us. And when's the next edition of TV Plus hitting the shelves?
From today.
Look at it in store now. Craig, we'll chat again next week. Love you to have you with us.